SB Countai 716 subscribers 0 comments. MactaPond 5 minutes ago. Google/YouTube feedback on this page, I would really take these feedback onto the page of https://u.youtube.com/cs/sbcounty/discussion extremely seriously. https://fucktupwoman/youtube/sbcounty/images attached to tweets obviously not included in this feedback comment. It would be best to read the tweet and thread from Twitter serve data page. https://twitter.com/appahealthymins/status/1,314,976,542,849,696,996 Dr. Veronica Kelly retweeted. APA Healthy Minds at APA Healthy Minds Level 1. The shame and stigma surrounding mental health and addiction keeps far too many from seeking treatment they need. Today, on hashtag World Mental Health Day, it is important to change the language and perception around mental health. Let's hashtag end the stigma. Visit https://psychiatry.org/patients-familia/stigma-and-discrimination. 10:10 a.m. October 10, 2020 Hootsuite Inc. 46. Retweets 3. Quote tweet 73. Likes. Tweet your reply. The science of swearing dash fuck you all haters. At grew up. October 11th level 2. I have declared war dash I am willing and able to progress to a step that is ugly and true. All you have to understand is that I am a citizen of San Bernardino holding an informational network of PRSUSAVE technology and computing and moral responsibility dash I hold moral agency. The science of swearing dash fuck you all haters. At grew up. October 11th level 3. What exactly is everyone's problem that does not engage a citizen my rights but denies my rights, locks me on social media by public agencies, all wrong actions you all take against this truth from being told and exposed. http://dr-veronica-kelly.fucktupwoman/mica-isocialcop-buress/cal-my-bluff-treason-is-not-a-thing-toe-sneeze-at-toe-mica-isocialcop-buyers.org http://mica-isocialcop-buyers.fucktupwoman/dr-veronica-kelly/trust-ladder.png The science of swearing dash fuck you all haters. At grew up. October 11th level 3. All we need to do dash is understand dash what I am representing to you dash there are outside resources here to the opinions expressed that are walking on dangerous ground, by ignoring me and dismissing me and these subjects. Agenda 21 in a nutshell, the Chrisan Hall Show Agenda 21 in a nutshell July 2015 by Chrisan Hall. Subscribe, like, comment and share. Laying the groundwork for total transformation of America has been in t.youtube.com. The science of swearing dash fuck you all haters. At grew up. October 11th level 3. https://youtube.com/watch.v=mui1crantle The transcript, I will place this as a stipulation that you all are being conflicted avoidance, a lie by omission. You must comply. To reply and engage a discussion on bringing forward the needs of this community regarding hashtag stopgangstalking. Conflict avoidance and associated problems. Jordan Peterson touches on what I believe gives any relationship dash partner, friend or workmate dash a better chance of some longevity. Of course, this same ADV. YouTube.com. Dr. Roy Kalavayalil at Roy Kalavayalil. October 10th level 2. Yes, statement is rampant and continues to be the biggest barrier for mental care. We must make every effort to confront this. Sidor Rahman, MD, he, him, his, at Sidor828. October 10th level 2. 100 point symbol Lucas Vogel at VogelayLucas. October 13th level 2. The truth about your association and governmental hashtag radiomandcontrol US. Patent 6,017,302. This patent describes how you can make people sleepy at 1/2 Hz and 2.5 Hz, trigger panic attacks, or make someone sexually aroused, sleepy and confused. https://fucktupwoman.life/mica-isocialcop-buyers/community/grew-up/net/computing-and-moral-responsibility First published Wednesday, July 18, 2012. Substantive revision Friday, February 16, 2018. Source: plato.stanford.edu. Written text. https://plato, Stanford, eta/entry/computing/responsibility/audio part 1, intro/table/content/1. Challenges to moral responsibility. http://fucktupman.life/mica-iso/cop-buyers/community/grew-up/net/computing-and-moral-responsibility/comp-20moral-responsibility-rev2018-full-part1.org/audio part 2. Can computers be moral agents? http://fucktupman.life/mica-iso/cop-buyers/community/grew-up/net/computing-and-moral-responsibility/comp-20moral-responsibility-rev2018-full-part2.org/audio part 3. Rethinking the concept of moral responsibility slash. Conclusion/credits. http://fucktupman.life/mica-iso/cop-buyers/community/grew-up/net/computing-and-moral-responsibility/comp-20moral-responsibility-rev2018-full-part3.org-. Computing and Moral Responsibility. First published Wednesday, July 18, 2012. Substantive revision Friday, February 16, 2018. Traditionally, philosophical discussions on moral responsibility have focused on the human components in moral action. Accounts of how to ascribe moral responsibility usually describe human agents performing actions that have well-defined, direct consequences. In today's increasingly technological society, however, human activity cannot be properly understood without making reference to technological artifacts, which complicates the ascription of moral responsibility, Jonas 1984, Welbers 2009. 1. As we interact with and through these artifacts, they affect the decisions that we make and how we make them, Latour 1992. They persuade, facilitate and enable particular human cognitive processes, actions or attitudes, while constraining, discouraging and inhibiting others. For instance, internet search engines prioritize and present information in a particular order, thereby influencing what internet users get to see. As Verbeek points out, such technological artifacts are active mediators that actively code-shape people's being in the world, their perception and actions, experience and existence, 2006, p. 364. As active mediators, they change the character of human action and as a result it challenges conventional notions of moral responsibility, Jonas 1984, Johnson 2001. Computing presents a particular case for understanding the role of technology in moral responsibility. As these technologies become a more integral part of daily activities, automate more decision-making processes and continue to transform the way people communicate and relate to each other, they further complicate the already problematic tasks of attributing moral responsibility. The growing pervasiveness of computer technologies in everyday life, the growing complexities of these technologies and the new possibilities that they provide raise new kinds of questions. Who is responsible for the information published on the internet? Who is responsible when a self-driving vehicle causes an accident? Who is accountable when electronic records are lost or when they contain errors? To what extent and for what period of time are developers of computer technologies accountable for untoward consequences of their products? And as computer technologies become more complex and behave increasingly autonomous, can or should humans still be held responsible for the behavior of these technologies? This entry will first look at the challenges that computing poses to conventional notions of moral responsibility. The discussion will then review two different ways in which various authors have addressed these challenges, one by reconsidering the idea of moral agency and two by rethinking the concept of moral responsibility itself. 1. Challenges to moral responsibility 1.1 Causal contribution 1.2 Considering the consequences 1.3 Free to act. 2. Can computers be moral agents? 2.1 Computers as morally responsible agents 2.2 Creating autonomous moral agents 2.3 Expanding the concept of moral agency 3. Rethinking the concept of moral responsibility 3.1 Assigning responsibility 3.2 Responsibility as practice 4. Conclusion. Bibliography Academic tools Other internet resources Journals online centers Organizations Blogs Related entries Bibliography MacDePond 4 minutes ago 1.2 Considering the consequences. As computer technologies shape how people perceive and experience the world, they affect the second condition for attributing moral responsibility. In order to make appropriate decisions, a person has to be able to consider and deliberate about the consequences of her actions. She has to be aware of the possible risks or harms that her actions might cause. It is unfair to hold someone responsible for something if they could not have known that their actions might lead to harm. On the one hand, computer technologies can help users to think through what their actions or choices may lead to. They help the user to capture, store, organize and analyze data and information, Zuboff 1982. For example, one often-named advantage of remote-controlled robots used by the armed forces or rescue workers is that they enable their operators to acquire information that would not be available without them. They allow their operators to look beyond the next hill, or around the next corner, and they can thus help operators to reflect on what the consequences of particular tactical decisions might be, U.S. Department of Defense 2009. Similarly, data analysis tools can find patterns in large volumes of data that human data analysts cannot manually process, Boyd and Crawford 2012. On the other hand, the use of computers can constrain the ability of users to understand or consider the outcomes of their actions. These complex technologies, which are never fully free from errors, increasingly hide the automated processes behind the interface, Van den Hoven 2002. An example that illustrates how computer technologies can limit understanding of the outcomes are the controversial risk assessment tools used by judges in several states in the U.S. for parole decisions and sentencing. In 2016, a civil society organization found, based on an analysis of the risk scores of 7,000 defendants produced by one particular algorithm, that the scores poorly reflected the actual recidivism rate and seemed to have a racial bias, Angwin et al. 2016. Regardless of whether its findings were correct, what is particularly relevant here is that the investigation also showed that judges did not have a full understanding of how the probabilities were calculated, because the algorithm was proprietary. The judges were basing their sentencing on the suggestion of an algorithm that they did not fully understand. This is the case for most computer technologies today. Users only see part of the many computations that a computer performs and are for the most part unaware of how it performs them. They usually only have a partial understanding of the assumptions, models and theories on which the information on their computer screen is based. The opacity of many computer systems can get in the way of assessing the validity and relevance of the information and can prevent a user from making appropriate decisions. People have a tendency to either rely too much or not enough on the accuracy automated systems, Cummings 2004, Parasuraman and Riley 1997. A person's ability to act responsibly, for example, can suffer when she distrusts the automation as a result of a high rate of false alarms. In the Theric 25 case, one of the machine's operators testified that she had become used to the many cryptic error messages the machine gave and most did not involve patient safety, Levison and Turner 1993, p.24. She tended to ignore them and therefore failed to notice when the machine was set to overdose a patient. Too much reliance on automated systems can have equally disastrous consequences. In 1988, the missile cruiser USS Vincennes shot down an Iranian civilian jet airliner, killing all 290 passengers on board, after it mistakenly identified the airliner as an attacking military aircraft, Gray 1997. The cruiser was equipped with an Aegis defensive system that could automatically track and target incoming missiles and enemy aircrafts. Analyses of the events leading up to incident showed that overconfidence in the abilities of the Aegis system prevented others from intervening when they could have. Two other warships nearby had correctly identified the aircraft as civilian. Yet, they did not dispute the Vincennes identification of the aircraft as a military aircraft. In a later explanation, Lieutenant Richard Thomas of one of the nearby ships stated, "We called her Robocruiser, she always seemed to have a picture. She always seemed to be telling everybody to get on or off the link as though her picture was better," as quoted in Gray 1997, p. 34. The captains of both ships thought that the sophisticated Aegis system provided the crew of Vincennes with information they did not have. Considering the possible consequences of one's actions is further complicated as computer technologies make it possible for humans to do things that they could not do before. Several decades ago, the philosopher Ladd pointed out, see, computer technology has created new modes of conduct and new social institutions, new vices and new virtues, new ways of helping and new ways of abusing other people, Ladd 1989, p. 210-11. Computer technologies of today have had a similar effect. The social or legal conventions that govern what we can do with these technologies take some time to emerge and the initial absence of these conventions contributes to confusion about responsibilities, Taddeo and Floridi 2015. For example, the ability for users to upload and share text, videos and images publicly on the internet raises a whole set of questions about who is responsible for the content of the uploaded material. Such questions were at the heart of the debate about the conviction of three Google executives in Italy for a violation of the Data Protection Act, Sartor and Viola de Azevedo Cunha 2010. The case concerned a video on YouTube of four students assaulting a disabled person. In response to a request by the Italian Postal Police, Google, as owner of YouTube, took the video down 2 months after the students uploaded it. The judge, nonetheless, ruled that Google was criminally liable for processing the video without taking adequate precautionary measures to avoid privacy violations. The judge also held Google liable for failing to adequately inform the students, who uploaded the videos, of their data protection obligations, p. 367. In the ensuing debate about the verdict, those critical of the ruling insisted that it threatened the freedom of expression on the internet and it sets a dangerous precedent that can be used by authoritarian regimes to justify web censorship, see also Single 2010. Moreover, they claimed that platform providers could not be held responsible for the actions of their users, as they could not realistically approve every upload and it was not their job to censure. Yet, others instead argued that it would be immoral for Google to be exempt from liability for the damage that others suffered due to Google's profitable commercial activity. Cases like this one show that in the confusion about the possibilities and limitations of new technologies, it can be difficult to determine one's moral obligations to others. The lack of experience with new technological innovations can also affect what counts as negligent use of the technology. In order to operate a new computer system, users typically have to go through a process of training and familiarization with the system.